Hi, everyone. Welcome back. In this particular module, we need to talk about a couple of really important concepts. The idea of cash versus accrual accounting. Let's go ahead and jump right into it, and let's go ahead to the first slide. Cash versus accrual accounting. Let's start with the idea of accrual accounting. Accrual accounting is GAAP. It's generally accepted accounting principles. It's the rules that we learned a couple of chapters ago when we first introduced generally accepted accounting principles. Now, we've already talked about one GAAP, the historical cost concept. It says assets must be recorded on the balance sheet at their cost. In this particular module, we need to talk about probably the two most important accounting principles that exist. The two principles that, if you want to think of it as a house, hold up the entire house of GAAP. The two principles are the revenue recognition principle, you'll also hear it referred to as the realization principle, and one that we'll hear an awful lot of this quarter, the matching concept. Let's go to the next slide and let's begin dealing with this realization principle or revenue recognition principle. They mean the same thing. The realization principle says that revenues are to be recorded on the income statement in the year in which they are earned. This earnings process is viewed as having taken place either when you sell the goods or, if you're performing services, when the service is performed. Now let me repeat this. The realization principle says to record revenues in the year they are earned without regard with, and this is going to be counterintuitive at first, but without regard whatsoever as to the receipt of cash. You do not have to receive cash in order to earn a revenue. Revenues are recorded under accrual accounting, under GAAP, under the realization principle. Revenues are recorded in the period they are earned, regardless as to when cash is received. And it's a very important idea. Under this realization principle, just like I said a second ago, this idea of getting cash is not the determining factor in when to record revenues. Let's see if we can put this little rule, which is really important, to test. And let's go to the next slide, and let's take a look at example one that's posted on the website, and make sure you have the problem in front of you so that we can work through it together. If you don't, pause me and make sure to go print it off and then come back. But let's take a look at example number one. Here's what it says. XYZ Company sold 50 computers on December 24th, 1994 for $100 a computer. They received $3,000 down. So they received $3,000 on the date that they sold the computers. And they sold the rest on account. And they collected that cash about 14 days later on January 7th of 2005. The requirement of the problem is this. Using the realization principle, what we've just talked about, how much revenue should be recorded in each of the 2 years? Now, remember what the realization principle said. Record revenue when it is earned, either when you sell the goods or perform the services, regardless as to when you receive cash. So following this rule, we would report how much revenue in 1994. And I have it on the slide. I'm going to let you think about it for a second. Would we report $5,000 of revenue, $3,000 of revenue, or no revenue in that first year? Answer to yourself. Hopefully the answer you came up with is $5,000. All the revenue is earned in 1994 because all of the computers were sold in 1994. The fact that we did not get all of our cash in 94 and received some of it a few days later in 1995, it's just not important. The receipt of cash is not the determining factor in when to record revenues using this realization principle. Very, very important idea. In 1995, we will, of course, have no revenue, because at least given the problem, we did not sell any computers in 1995. Very important. Real quick little aside, this XYZ company that's selling these computers, they would classify these computers as what? How would XYZ company classify these computers? Well, they classify them as their inventory, right? Inventory is what we sell to our customers. And that's what these computers are to XYZ company. Realization principle, revenue recorded when earned, not based on cash. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And let's look at the other generally accepted accounting principle that we need to deal with. The other pillar, if you will, that holds up the entire house of GAAP. The matching concept. Now, the revenue recognition principle dealt with when to record revenues. The matching concept deals with when to record expenses. And it states specifically, record expenses in the period they help to generate revenues without regard as to what? What do you think won't be important in recording an expense? Well, the payment of cash. Record expenses in the period they help to generate revenue without regard as to when we actually pay cash. So this whole idea of accrual accounting, recording revenues and expenses regardless of cash in and out, it's a little bit different than what a lot of people might think or their intuition might lead them. And it's not that easy. You want to give that some thought. But you want to definitely be comfortable with it because they're very important concepts. Under this matching concept, it's worth hearing it again. Under the matching concept, the payment of cash is not the determining factor for when to record an expense. The determining factor was the expense incurred in the process of earning revenues. In that case, that is when we record the expense. We pay for it before. We could pay for it after. The payment of cash, not the relevant factor. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And let's take a look at example two from the website problems labeled the matching concept. Let's just read it together. We have XYZ company again, and they're selling their inventory, their computers. And during 1992, they sold 50 computers. Now, remember, in order to sell our inventory, we have to first go out and buy the inventory so it can be on our shelf. We can then turn around and sell it to our customers. So for those 50 computers that were sold, XYZ Company had acquired and paid for 20 of them in 1991 at a total cost of $24,000. 27 of those computers XYZ had purchased and paid for in 1992 at a total cost of $46,000. The remaining three computers XYZ went out and bought in 1992, but they must have bought them on account because they didn't make the payment for those until 1993, and the total cost there was $4,100. Okay, given this scenario, requirement one, given the matching concept, how much expense should be recorded in each of the 3 years? And I'm going to give you, here on the slide in a second, I'm going to give you a couple of different choices. Let's take a look at them. I work this problem a lot when I deal with the matching concept, and these are the three most commonly suggested answers to this question. Choice A, record no expense in 91 and 93, and all of it, you just add the three costs together. All of the expense in 92. Choice B, no expense in 91, $70,000 in 92, and the $4,100 in expense in 93. And then choice C, $24,000 expensed in 91, $46,000 in 92, $4,100 in 93. So do me a favor, just pause me for a minute, and I want you to think about it. And I want you to decide which of these three choices under the matching concept is the correct answer. When you've come up with your answer, return back to the module and go to the next slide with me. The correct answer is Choice A, no expense recorded in 1991, no expense recorded in 1993, the entire expense, the entire amount recorded as an expense in 1992. Hopefully you knew that, but why? Why is that the correct answer? Well, what the matching concept says is this: record the expenses in the period they help to generate revenues. All of the computers were sold in 1992. All of the revenue thus was earned in 1992. Therefore, all of the expense must be recorded in that year. Given the problem, we didn't sell anything in 91 or 93, hence no revenue was earned in those years. Thus, no expense should be recorded in those years. The idea of matching the expense to the same period as the revenue was earned. Let's go to the next slide. Part one of the problem then asks us, after we decide how much expense should be recorded in each year, what is the name of this expense? What would we call this expense? This is one we should be able to get. This expense is cost of goods sold, right? The cost of the inventory sold to customers. Requirement two says, all right, assume that we sell each of these computers for $2,800 each. What would be the gross profit in each year? Well, you have to remember what gross profit is first. It's sales revenue minus cost of goods sold. And to figure out our sales revenue, we can just take the number of computers sold, 50, times the selling price per computer, $2,800. Total sales revenue, $140,000. Remember, all sales revenue recorded in 92, because that's when all of the revenue was earned, i.e., when all of the computers were sold. We've already calculated in requirement one our cost of goods sold, so we can figure out the gross profit for each year. Well, 92 is the only year we've got it. The sales that were earned minus the cost of goods sold. Gross profit of $65,900. You want to be comfortable with realization and matching. Let's go to the next slide and let's talk for just a couple of minutes about cash accounting. Realization and matching are both accrual accounting concepts. They're GAAP. The idea of cash accounting, it does not follow GAAP at all. It's not generally accepted accounting principles. Rather, cash accounting simply records revenues when cash is received and records expenses when cash is paid. It's very straightforward. You get cash, it's a revenue. You pay cash, it's an expense. If you were to look at the next slide with me, and let's look at example three, it asks us to redo example one in part one of example two, the ones we just worked, using cash rather than accrual accounting. In example one, where we sold 50 computers in 1994, but we received 3,000 for them in 94 and 2,000 in 95, under cash accounting, you record the revenue when you get the cash. 3,000 of revenue in 94, 2,000 in 95. For part one of example two, when do we record the expenses? We record the expenses when we pay cash. 24,000 paid in 91, 46,000 paid in 92, 4,100 paid in 1993. Very, very big difference, cash versus accrual, as to when to record revenues and expenses. For our purposes, our goal is accrual accounting. That's what we are after. All of the problems that you work are to be worked under accrual accounting, unless they specifically state use cash accounting. Let's go to the last slide and wrap this up. Cash versus accrual. Accrual accounting must be used. You don't have a choice. If you sell stock, if you are publicly owned, you must follow accrual accounting or GAAP. Cash accounting can be used by everybody else. Anybody that is not publicly traded or doesn't sell stock can follow cash accounting. individuals, you, me, whoever, we use cash accounting when we enter a transaction into our checkbook. But it's important to note that those companies that don't sell stock, even though they're allowed to use cash accounting, because nobody's going to need to look at their financial statements, if they want to go to get a bank loan and say, hey, look, banker, I need to borrow some money, the bank is most likely going to require them to provide financial statements following accrual accounting. So most likely, even if they're not selling stock, most companies out there are using accrual accounting because most companies have bank loans that require them to do so. The reason for this is cash accounting, it can be very easily manipulated, and it's really very easy to try to maybe cheat a little bit and alter your financial statements in a way that makes you look better than you actually are. For example, we'll wrap this up here with this statement. If you're following cash accounting and you say, well, I don't want to record an expense until next year, all you have to do, even though you may have, say, a utility bill in your hands, all you have to do is wait until January 1st to actually write the check. It would become an expense in the next year because that's when the cash changed hands. So everything we're going to be focusing on, like I said, is accrual accounting, but you want to understand the differences, cash versus accrual.